Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Today, I would like to talk to you, have a teachable spirit. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield, the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Today, you ever think about sometimes you would like to know God more than ever before, and you have to have the time to really to know the Lord. But first of all, you have to have a teachable spirit. And a lot of times people don't want to listen. They want to do all the talking. But see, God can't use you if you don't have a teachable spirit. But you got to be in the place that the Lord can use you. We cannot come to the Lord with all our agenda. We got to come empty for Him to fill us with Himself. And through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have to have a teachable spirit. And I would like to go into the book of Psalms. Psalms 86. And this is something that you can read on your own when you are by yourself. And the question you need to ask yourself, Lord, do I have a teachable spirit to hear what you have to say to me? Or Lord, do you see that I don't have the time to listen to you? But you should know yourself when we ask that question to our Almighty God. But we need to be sincere and be realistic with ourselves and be honest with ourselves and to the Father. That Lord, I probably have problem in listening when I should have a teachable spirit. And I need to listen, and then I want you to tell me what I need to do. We see, we can't tell God what He wants us to do for Him, but we need to be teachable so that He can teach us what He wants us to know. And Jesus is the perfect example. When He was telling His disciples, He would train His disciples to be teachable so that He can still the word of God into their spirit life, into their spirit man. So they'll learn how to be good fishermen and how to bring forth the word of God. So we have to have a teachable spirit. And in this, in the book of Psalms 86, and I truly thank God, and it says here, I'm going to start at the 7th verse. And I go back up, I read the 3rd. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any words like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. And I thank God for Jesus. Then I'm going to go to the 15. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. And I truly thank God. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me, and give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. I truly thank God for His word, because His word is righteousness, and His word is true, and His word is pure, because He is the word of God. God is the word, because He one who obey His word, and He want us to be teachable. He wants us to be teachable so that we know how to learn to understand His Word, that we know how to do His Word and to follow His Word and to obey His Word. Now, David, and I truly thank God for David. David was a psalmist. He loved to write songs for God because this is his way to how to acknowledge God by doing this, by writing the songs. And he was a psalmist because he loved music. And he wrote these just for God, to see Him, to understand Him in this. And truly, he really loved the Lord thy God. Today, God wants us to be more teachable unto Him, but be willing to set aside some time with Him, whether it be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or even an hour. Some kind of way, we need to have that time with Him so that He can teach us. I remember a man of God one morning, I would listen to the radio, when he said that sometimes we do all the talking, but we're not listening. We tell God all what we want God to do for us, but we're not listening. But you know what? He do have a point there. We do all the talking, but we're not listening what God wants us to know and what He wants to share with us. So we need to take that time to know what God is saying to us. And that's why I like to say, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And see, we need to unite ourselves with the Almighty God. We need to have that relationship and have an open mind to understand where God is coming from through His Son, Jesus Christ. And like I said, Jesus is a perfect teacher. He will teach you what you need to know if you have that teachable spirit. I think of the story when Jesus was in these ladies' home. You all should know the story. When Jesus had a visit, when He visited Mary and Martha and Lazarus in their home. But Mary chose the best. She sat at the feet of Jesus. She was willing, eagerly, earnestly, diligently. Oh, she was so patient just to hear Jesus talking about the kingdom of God. And she was concerned about her salvation. And she was sitting at the feet of the Savior, her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She was sitting at the feet of her salvation. And Jesus was her salvation. She was concerned about herself because she wanted to have that right. She wanted to receive her inheritance. She wanted to know how she could, praise God, to receive that inheritance, to have her life, to have that eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. And she chose the best. So Martha was so troubled. And these are the ones now. And think about it. We could be Martha. Don't have time to listen to the Lord. We so caught up in the cares of the world. We so caught up in things around us. We don't even take the time to sit down and actually listen to what God is saying to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. We so busy, and then we want the other person to be busy along with us. And Martha was so disturbed that her sister was sitting at the feet of Jesus, that she asked Jesus, well, Master, make her get up. She don't have time to sit at your feet. She need to help me set the table or doing something, some cooking in the kitchen. But Jesus was amazed on Martha because He saw her heart. He saw her spirit. She was so, so caught up in what's going on in the kitchen. She got so, Jesus was looking at her because she's so caught up in herself without sitting down like Mary to listen what He had to say to her. And see, sometimes that's what happened in the church, as a church family, as a church body. We so caught up in the cares of the world, we forget about Jesus. We don't even take time to really to listen to what God got to say to us. We so busy. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. I don't have time to read my Bible. Oh, I don't have time. I don't even have time to go to the prayer meeting. I don't have time to even listen to what somebody got to say by God. And that's us. And we need to be honest with ourselves. We get ourselves caught up like that. And most of the time, we miss out a whole lot what God wants us to know about salvation. About how we can manage ourselves in the world that we are living in. But we'll miss out because we let Satan put us through the whirlwind, let us go through the turmoil, that we forget about God. And now today, we need to get back in that place to really take the time to know God, to really have a relationship with Him, to have that fellowship. Because other than that, Satan will do all he can to keep us from having a relationship with the Almighty God. And God wants to share some revelation to us. He wants to share us some things pertaining to what's about to going to take place on this earth. So I truly thank God when David said, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." One day, God might use you. He might use you in a great and mighty way to go out to where the other person can't go. You can go to share the good news, to share the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to know that Jesus loved every one of us. He have no respected person, but He want us to have a teachable spirit like Mary, who sit at His feet. And it's a blessing to know when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and once your ears are trained and ordained, that spiritual ear, you could take heed to what the Lord is saying. And when you read your Bible and read the Word, Jesus speaking to you through the Word of God. He's speaking to you when you open that Bible. You start reading John 3:16. That's Jesus speaking to you right there. He's speaking to your spiritual man. So we don't need to take things for granted. But we need to know that Jesus is real. And please keep this in mind. Go read the book of Psalms 86. Read what David said when he asked the Lord, "Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart and fear thy name." May God keep you. May God bless you. And live in His word. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield, an outreach ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program, or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.
Shepherd of my heart, I long to know the depths of you. Restorer of my broken dreams, I long to know it pleases you. But sometimes through the pain, it's hard for me to understand the beauty in the broken.